Welcome to the Cool Down Room with your host, Sky Upshaw, an F1 podcast where we talk all things Formula. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Cool Down Room. It is race week, a second race week in a row. It's round two, and we're heading to Jeddah for the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. A lot has actually happened this week in the F1 news, and so we have lots to catch up on, and we have the track to talk about. We're going to get prepared for the weekend, and we're going to get ready for the race. So, kicking things off, as I just said, we have had literally so much news come out this week, and it has all been a lot of, like, if, buts, and maybes, you know, that whole saying. There's been a lot of question marks, a lot of rumours and all that, but you can't ignore it, because Lewis Hamilton going to Ferrari was a rumour, and that came true. So we have to take all of these with a pinch of salt, but we need to listen to them. So I wanted to run you guys through just some bits that I thought we all needed to know about. You know what I'm saying? We need to get prepared for lots of scenarios to happen in times to come. So for a very quick, brief overall of everything that's happened in, it's actually been about 3 days of headline news, and we've had lots of different things. It hasn't just been one thing, it's been multiple things. So first headline, the FIA president, Mohammed Ben Sulayem, is under investigation for an alleged attempt to interfere with penalties given in an F1 race. We'll get to more of that in a minute. Not only has the FIA president, well, is the FIA president under investigation, but Jos Verstappen has clearly stated he wants Christian Horner out of Red Bull, and Max Verstappen could go to Mercedes in 2025. Okay, let that sink in. More than that, Adrian Newey could go to Ferrari in 2025, move from Red Bull to Ferrari. And lastly, Alpine have lost their technical director and the head of aerodynamics. So it's been a busy week. So let's run through everything. So firstly, it has come out that Ben Sulayem, who is the FIA president, has allegedly told officials in the FIA to overturn a penalty for Fernando Alonso in the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix last year. So this time last year is when this all happened. He also allegedly told officials not to certify the Las Vegas circuit as being safe to race on. Now, the FIA president doesn't really have a place to say these things to the officials. So it's been all very covered up and recently come out. There's one guy who's unnamed, we'll say he's the whistleblower of this whole sort of thing. And he has come out saying both of these allegations about Ben Sulayem. So it's really unclear what is going to happen to the FIA president, and I mean, I don't see the guy staying in very long, even if the allegations aren't true, just because they don't need any more bad publicity for F1, because there has been so much recently and we don't need any more. So if we can just keep everything nice and simple with not much drama, I think that'd be great. So yeah, basically, Ben Sulayem basically told the FIA to revoke their decision to give Fernando a 10-second penalty at the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. This was because he actually had a 5-second penalty during the race, and he stopped before he got his tyres changed at a pit stop for 5 seconds, and then had his pit stop and left. So he served his 5-second penalty, but the FIA then found out that the penalty wasn't quite 5 seconds, and that the front jack for the car actually touched the car within 5 seconds, which is incredibly minor, but they have had lots of penalties given out because of those circumstances of touching a car or something. So yeah, one of the mechanics touched the car, and so another 10 seconds was given to Fernando, and the FIA president is like, no, you take that back. Basically, it was Fernando's 100th podium, because he finished in third place. And if he'd have got the 10-second penalty, he would have finished in fourth. Fernando did, in fact, not get the 10-second time penalty. But the reasons for that are unclear. Though it seems now we may know why that happened. I think 10 seconds is a lot to give a driver for one mechanic's mistake. It is a team sport, so that is 100% valid that they pointed that out. But 10 seconds, it feels really harsh. And it was only the jack, and the jack didn't do anything. It literally touched the car, or so-called touched the car. The camera said they touched the car. So fair enough, but it did feel very harsh. And, you know, that penalty is given to Fernando and taken away the podium. Of course, it didn't in the end because he didn't get that penalty. But if it had happened, he would, in fact, have not had that podium. So, yeah, you can do what you will with that information. And then he also, the FIA president, also told the FIA to find a reason not to pass the Las Vegas circuit safe for racing on. Now, the reasons for this are really unclear. I've done a lot of digging and I can't find anything in particular for why he would do this. And I'm not sure why it's come out, or maybe why he can't even say this, but he's clearly wanted the Las Vegas Grand Prix to not go ahead. And he's told officials to find a reason, any reason to not have the track as safe for racing on with F1 cars. So again, not sure where this is going to go in the future, but we will see over the next few days. Make sure you keep an eye on the headline news, and yeah, I will bring you all the information that I can. So moving on to Jos Verstappen and Max Verstappen, Adrian Newey, Christian Horner, all of that stuff. It's actually a mess. Red Bull is a mess right now, and whether you're a Red Bull supporter or not, I mean, you have to be watching what's going on here, because Red Bull is gonna change, I feel like, because someone has to go. There are so many allegations going around. You can't possibly keep everyone where they are, because, I mean, it's becoming a catfight, honestly. It's going completely nuts. And yeah, it's just bringing in so many people unnecessarily, and it's taking it to headline news. It's not good publicity for F1 at all, or Max Verstappen, or Christian Horner, or Red Bull as a team, or any of their sponsors. So there needs to be something done, but I will run you through the quick headlines that have been going on this week related to it all. So firstly, Jos Verstappen, who is Max Verstappen's dad, has publicly come out and said that Christian Horner needs to leave Red Bull, and that if Christian doesn't leave Red Bull, then Max will leave Red Bull. Do you see what I'm going with this? So Jos has basically said that the Christian Horner allegations are damaging his son's reputation and career. So that's not looking great anyway, you know, having one of the best F1 drivers' dad, you know, come at the team boss, you know, the boss of his own son. That's not looking good at all for Red Bull at all. Max Verstappen has not said anything directly about this, but it's all a bit up in the air. So then at the weekend at the Bahrain Grand Prix, Max Verstappen did not back Christian Horner in any of the interviews over the weekend. And the FIA president, or current FIA president, Mohammed Ben Sulayem, did go to Max and basically said to him that he needs to back Christian up. You know, he needs to back his own boss up in these interviews. And apparently, this is all, again, it's all allegations, but apparently Max then replied to that with that the FIA president needs to launch his own investigation into the whole situation. So that's also not looking good. Not looking good for Christian Horner and not looking good for Red Bull at all. But anyway, we've now gotten to, if Max Verstappen leaves Red Bull, where would he go? And everyone is now saying Max Verstappen is going to go to Mercedes. So much so that it's been called out to George Russell in an interview that he did at Saudi Arabia this weekend. Just literally for me, it was like just a minute ago. And he's basically said that it would be exciting for the team to have Max in Mercedes. So I'm really surprised now that this is even a conversation. This is actually like topics that they're talking about in the paddock, talking about Max going to Mercedes. So if Max does leave Red Bull, this means that Adrian Newey, who is the head of aerodynamics in Red Bull, he's the guy who literally has designed that car, the absolute rocket ship that Red Bull is, he would supposedly leave Red Bull, and the most likely place that he would end up in would be Ferrari. So you'd see Max Verstappen in a Mercedes, and Adrian Newey would be head of aerodynamics in Ferrari, meaning that basically Ferrari would have the best car. I I'm really surprised at all of this. And then lastly, we'll move on to Alpine. Alpine did not have a good result at the Bahrain Grand Prix. They ended up last on the racetrack, and they are obviously last in the constructors, last in the drivers' championship, and it's not looking brilliant at all. We've obviously only had one race, so a lot of things can change over the season, but it's clearly not looking good because Alpine's technical director and head of aerodynamics have left. So it's just not looking for Alpine. They're losing more and more people as time goes on. It's not looking good for the team, all the sponsors, all the drivers. We'll see how they perform at the street track, which we're going to this weekend. So talking of street tracks, I think we should now get onto all the track information for the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. So it's round two, and we're going to be heading to the Jeddah Corniche circuit based in Saudi Arabia. And this is actually a beachside circuit, and the beach actually goes onto the Red Sea. It's a really cool area. It's in the center of a proper city, which is Jeddah. And I really enjoy this track. It is, of course, a street track, which makes it really exciting. It's a night race, so it's going to be full of floodlights. It is actually the second longest F1 track on the current calendar, and it stands at 6.174 kilometers per lap. There are 27 turns in total, and this is the highest number of turns throughout the whole current F1 track as well, although a lot of the turns are quite long and sweeping. We're going to have 50 laps on Saturday, as it is yet another Saturday Grand Prix. There are 3 DRS zones with 3 separate detection zones, and this means we should see lots of excitement and overtaking, or at least trying to overtake, which I love. Of course, we do have the new rule this year, which means that DRS opens on the second lap after we start the race, whereas before it was on the third lap. So now, yeah, the second full lap that the drivers take, the DRS wings will be able to open. This means it's really good because cars will be able to get much closer and overtake quicker, hopefully. Of course, to open your DRS wing, you have to be within 1 second of the car in front of you by the time you get to the DRS detection zone. There's 3 of these dotted at this circuit. Total race distance will be 308.45 kilometers. 79% of the full lap is held at full throttle, and they go really fast here. It is named as the fastest street track in Formula One, and the cars drive at around 250 kilometers per hour, and they reach top speeds of up to 335 kilometers per hour. This is a pretty new track. The first Grand Prix was held in 2021, so we don't have that much data on the track. This means the teams have to spend more time at trying to work out the best way to set up the car because they have less data to go off of. The weather report looks very hot and very sunny. As it is a Saturday Grand Prix, this means qualifying is going to be held on the Friday. Both sessions will start at 8 p.m. Saudi Arabian time, and the weather at this time on the Friday is going to be 26 degrees Celsius and sunny, but it is going to be windy with predicted wind speeds of up to 16 miles per hour. Weather for Saturday for 8 o'clock seems to be about 27 degrees Celsius and sunny with wind speeds of around 11 miles per hour. Let's look at predicted lap times. The fastest lap during a Grand Prix is held by Lewis Hamilton, and he set it back in 2021 during the first time we were at Jeddah. The time was a 1 minute 30.734 seconds. That is almost 3 seconds off of the quickest qualifying time, which was also held by Lewis Hamilton back in 2021, and that time is a 1 minute 27.51. So I think pole position this year is going to be around 1 minute 28 to 1 minute 27. The race result last year ended with Sergio Perez taking first place, Max Verstappen taking second, and Fernando Alonso taking third. Of course, if he'd have had that penalty, he would have come fourth, but he did not get the penalty, so he got his 100th podium. The Jeddah track is actually the second longest track on the F1 calendar, just behind the Belgium track of Spa. Right, it's time for my predictions for the race result this weekend. I have had a lot of thought about this. My number one, my first place position, is going to have to go to Max Verstappen. I can't see anyone else taking the first place this weekend, and Max Verstappen is way too fast in that rocket ship of a car, which is the Red Bull. So he is going to be stood on top. Second place, I have definitely been thinking way too much about. I don't know. I'm going to go for Sergio Perez just because that Red Bull is really good and he did have a great race last year. And then taking third place, I was thinking George Russell. I was between the two on the Mercedes or whether it was going to be a Ferrari. I'm thinking that Mercedes might have a better weekend. The car might be slightly better suited to this track. And I think George Russell will come on top. I think Lewis Hamilton could be close and could finish the day in fourth. But I'm going to stick with George Russell in third. Fastest lap is, of course, going to be Max Verstappen because I'm sure that he's going to be plenty of seconds ahead and going to have loads of time to get the fastest lap in before the end of the race. Definitely head over to my social medias, just at SkyOfficial, S-K-Y-E, official, on any of my platforms, Instagram or TikTok, and let me know what your predictions are. I would like to know. Also, if you are, this is your reminder to make sure that you don't forget to put in your predictions to F1 Play. The F1 app where you can predict what the race result is going to be, and you're in with a chance to win some stuff on that too. But I just love it. I like to see how close I'll get. It basically gives you 10 questions every week, which is, you know, who's going to be on the podium, is it going to be a safety car, what's the gap going to be between the first car and the second car at the end, who's going to be out, all those questions. But I only got three of those questions right last weekend. I said Max Verstappen was going to win, and of course I was correct. I said Carlos Sainz was going to be third, which I was correct on. And I said Max Verstappen is going to have the fastest lap, which of course I was correct on. And the rest of the stuff I was wrong. I said Charles Leclerc was going to get second on the podium. Wrong. I said first to retire was going to be Esteban Ocon, but actually, you know, no one retired in the race. I said yes to a safety car when of course there was no safety car, and I said that the winning margin was going to be between 2 and 3.5 seconds, but it of course was 20 seconds or above. I'm going to leave you guys there. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I hope that you've learned a little bit about the Jeddah circuit. If you have any questions, please pop over to my Instagram or TikTok or drop it in the comments. I will try and reply. I like to reply to all of you. I love to chat with all of you. If you have any questions personally, please DM me. My DMs are always open, particularly on Instagram. TikTok, I try my best. For Instagram, I'm always there. Thank you so much for listening, and you will hear from me very soon. Bye.